Hi, this is Evie.
And this is Chantel.
And this is Married to PTSD.
Hello. Okay, so we're going to kind of start off on a heavy topic. And why? I mean, I feel like we have an excuse every time why it's always taken us so long in between podcasts. But this time, on February 12th, so it's like right after our last podcast, my mother-in-law had a stroke. She has been in the neuro ICU since then, and she just recently started opening her eyes. But before that, she was sedated, and then a medically induced coma, and then sedated off sedation. And so now we're just waiting to see what happens. So we're kind of just wanting to bring up how your guys handle this. So this is my mother-in-law, and my husband and I have been married for 16 years. So, and Josh, like, before we got married, he was a huge mama's boy. And, like, huge. Like, it was kind of gross. And I was like, dude, you need to stop. But now he's super, like now oh. I'm his mom. And now he's, like, a mama's boy to me. So,
I was going to say, yeah, just change people.
It just changed, yeah. He just latched on from one to another. So it's weird with Josh because it's, like, he's hard to show emotion anyways. So obviously he had his feelings the day it happened because it was fresh and brand new. And then for about 2 weeks, it was, you know, just waiting and waiting for her to wake up or what's going to happen next. And then last Sunday, she actually coded. And so we all went up to the hospital to say our goodbyes. And then they ended up bringing her back and...
So he's on a roller coaster.
So we're on a roller coaster, yeah. And so I know that day he had his emotions and, you know, obviously when you think you're going to lose her, it's worse.
Right.
So now we're just waiting. And he doesn't talk about it. Like, we don't talk about it. He just wants to basically get through the days and just, I mean, obviously he hopes that she comes out of it, but that's it.
Do you feel like... he's had outbursts or you had to walk on eggshells
at all? Not at all. Like, it's like it didn't even happen. It's so weird.
It's funny that you say that because my husband 2 months ago just lost his mom. I think I talked about that on one of the podcasts.
I don't know.
I
think that we've talked about it. Yeah. I don't think that you've actually said it though.
So his mom passed away the end of January. And I thought, oh my gosh. So here you are as a spouse going through the roller coasters of... losing someone, and so you're going through that yourself, and then on top of that, and I know many of you out there can relate to this, is you're like your other eyeballs watching them like, oh crap, when are they gonna lose it? Mm-hmm. Like, I know I have to get through this, but now you're like watching like what the little things,
and then you have to help him get through it. Yes. And then you have your daughter on top of that.
Yes. So I'm constantly like, oh my gosh, when, you know, is he gonna have a bad day, when is this coming out? And then, like you just said, he really didn't. I was shocked, but then I thought, okay, when the more I thought about it, he does well with high stress. It's the stupid things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the pan drawer that gets it because he can't get it out. I mean,
right.
He's been trained very well to handle high stress situations.
And maybe that's it. Maybe that's why Josh isn't really showing emotion towards it, because he's just... the high stress. I mean, because I remember asking you, like, oh, how is Randy handling this?
And you're like, so far, so good.
Yeah. And, like, Josh doesn't talk about it. Does Randy ever talk about his mom now? I mean, I know it's fresh, but you guys know. And, yeah, it's weird. And
like, what you need to realize is, like, both of us, they all lived in the same town. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't, like, halfway across the United States. Right. So, The missing is fresh. It's so there. And so I just kept waiting, like, okay, one of these days we're going to have a bad day. No. I was just talking to him about that the other day. I was like, you know, it's been few and far between.
Yeah. So.
I know they're going to come. Right. I don't fool myself. Right. Like, it's done. We're never going through a bad day again.
So my mother-in-law, she had her stroke on a Friday the 12th. And then I had literally, like, when I got the phone call, I literally just... I just dropped Tyson off at church camp, and so he's gonna be gone all weekend, and he didn't have his phone, and of course I wasn't gonna call him.
Yeah.
And because if she passed, like, I didn't want that to be like his last memory, and if he wasn't here or whatever. So we were waiting till Sunday when he got back on Sunday. Well, I was telling Josh, I was like, just wait until he gets home. And then, because, I mean, Tyson was the closest to her because, you know, he's the oldest out of my kids.
Yeah.
And so he just has a different bond with her than...
The littles.
The littles, yeah. And so, and she also, she's like one of those video game grandmas.
Oh.
So she'll play like Call of Duty with him. Oh, my. And yeah, and she's the one that got him Snapchat. Oh, and like 3 years ago. And I was like, what are you doing? And she's like, it's just fun. And I'm like, okay, whatever. So that's their thing, whatever. So I wanted, you know, to obviously, because I didn't know how Josh was going to tell him.
Yeah.
And I didn't want it to be like, hey, by the way, this is what happened.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted it to, like, come across. And he's like, you know what? I'm going to tell him on the way home. Just me and him. And I was like, okay, well, maybe this is what Josh needs, too.
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't, like, until that moment, I didn't think about that until it was time.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, so maybe this is what he needs. And so, you know, they were able to have their moment together. And then if Tyson had more questions when he came home, then he asked me.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but I just forget that sometimes, like, I can't always be the one that does everything because I'm so used to being the one that does everything.
Yeah.
So I have to give that to him as well. And I know I have a friend who whenever her and her husband were married, they have a daughter. And when she was a baby, like we had gone out there, I think the baby was about 7 weeks old and we went to go visit them. And my friend was not letting her husband do anything for the baby.
Oh, no.
No baths, no changing, no diapers. And then she's like, I don't think he's going to have a bond with him. And I'm like, because you're doing everything. Stop doing the things and let him hold the baby. Give him that responsibility. Let him do something so he has that.
She's like, oh.
Yeah. And so
it's my baby.
I was like, you can't have it both ways. And I think that's what I do a lot. Like, I complain about Josh not doing the parenting things. Because I don't give him those opportunities either.
Yeah, that's true.
So oh, I need to start.
That might be a mom thing, yeah.
It might be.
Yeah, completely.
But this is a whole married thing, too. It's married and PTSD
and
military
that's
life.
Right. It's a lot going on here.
There's so much happening.
While you were talking, though, I did come up. Like, I even spoke with him about this. I was like, you know, we've since, you know, your mom's passing and stuff, I thought you were going to have horrible days or whatever. But so he kind of has, but it hasn't been at me. It's been at other people.
Oh.
So I don't mind it so much.
Right.
I'm like,
it's
fine. You know, he bit your head off. You shouldn't have, you know, but it wasn't directed at me.
Yeah.
So that I feel guilty because I'm like, oh, you know,
he
did bite that person's head off, but it wasn't my head.
I feel the same way sometimes, but like if he's like directing it towards the kids, I'm like, I should have listened.
Yeah.
But if it's me, I'm like, how dare you talk to me?
yeah, so that's just different.
Yeah, so
they're dealing.
I mean, just, you know, prayers towards the family and, you know, hopefully Sherry will get out of this and we'll be back to normal. And,
yes.
Or whatever normal is, whatever our normal is.
Whatever our time is.
Yeah.
Okay, so we also want to talk about Frankie, responded back in an email.
So episode 10, we had read her email.
Yeah.
And so she responded to what we had said. So we just kind of want to give you an update.
I'm not going to read the whole thing because it was kind of like we were talking back and forth, or her and Chantel, I should say. But her husband is actually listening to the podcast, which is awesome. But it says, do your spouses talk about things they went through in the military to you? How do you respond to it? I feel like a deer in the headlights, or especially awkward when you mention something when friends are over, like the fact that he's killed people or seen them blown up or eaten human flesh to survive. I think trying to joke about these things helps him cope, but I don't know that I could ever run with a joke like that. So yeah, they have a different sense of humor.
Which they can only understand each other.
Exactly.
And so, I mean, that's what we've said before, that like it is just so therapeutic for Josh to be around his military guys.
Absolutely.
Like, it's so nice. I love whenever they have play dates. I love whenever they go visit each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and Josh, I think it was 2 years ago, Josh went to Vegas to go hang out with some of his guys, and I was, like, encouraging it. And people were like, you're letting him go? And I'm like, yes.
My life is better.
Yeah. He needs to go and, like, be with his dudes, and I get it. And his brothers were there, so it was just, like, a good time for him. He's been... I think it was Maryland he flown to. And then from there, they all went up to Canada. And I want to say they got tattoos and stuff. Like, they just need to go have fun and get away and just be with them.
That is Randy. He is part of the Army buck hunters, but he's Marine buck hunters. And so it's like veteran group, and they get together and they hunt and they go all over the United States. And this is what he needs, because that's mm-hmm. and some of his military friends, and then like some of his really close military friends, he talks about things like, I'll hear them talking or whatever, but he never sits down and says, hey, Evie, this happened and this happened. And I don't think he talks about it with his regular friends either.
Right. Yeah, because they wouldn't understand. So I get that.
So it's only with the military friends. And no, a long time ago, I stopped being shocked by the things that come out of his mouth. So I'm not a deer in the headlights at anymore, but I bet I was at first.
Yeah.
It's been a long time ago.
I don't know. I don't think that, I'm not really shocked by things that Josh says, but I'm not sure if he's done a few of those things that she had said. So maybe that would shock me. Yeah. But I just, like, his therapy is talking to his guys, and that's just, I'm good with that. Like, I don't need to know all the details. He's not comfortable talking to me about those, and he wants to protect me from that stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm fine with it. Like, if I don't feel like he's holding anything back. Mm-hmm. I'm just, like, we're just good to have those different categories of boundaries. Our lives. Boundaries. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say that that's true, too. But I would encourage, like, if your guy isn't, like, hanging out with some military people. I'm not saying that they're in our house every night or anything. But like you said, I think it's therapeutic, and I think it does help.
Or maybe even if you know some of the guys, set up a spontaneous hangout session, and if they're not close, make it happen.
Okay, I think that's weird.
Why?
Because it does not work for mine.
Oh, yeah.
It totally works for you.
Like, yeah, Josh would, like, if I was like, hey, Josh, I just got your ticket for California. Go see Martinez. He would be elated.
Oh, like somebody he already knew.
Yeah, not just some random person. I'm like, no. That doesn't even work for Josh with people we know, let alone just random people.
Oh, then yes. If I set it up with his, like, one of his close buddies, yes. Okay, I was totally on a different page.
Yeah, he would, oh my gosh, he would just be so excited for that. And I know that some people have asked us to get different platforms of, like, the social media or whatever, but we're still not there yet.
No, number one, it's a time thing. Number two, I don't have any social media. and number three, it's the biggest one of all. The ones that we do go on and find, there is some serious hating and negative Nancys.
Yeah.
And this platform allows us to not deal with or have the negative Nancys.
Yeah, and we're just kind of nervous to start that.
Yeah, because we want to keep it positive.
So we're still encouraging you guys to send us emails or, you know, Facebook me questions, whatever. And if you've added me as a friend, I just accept everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'll be on my Facebook. I'm like, oh, they're probably a military person, probably from the podcast, probably heard me.
Yeah.
But also, we had talked about our friend Gary Myers last time, the one who made the Not Your Normal Gary podcast, where he's kind of doing it with his, like, as a vet and for information. So he answered some of the questions.
Did he?
That we had asked on the podcast.
This is new. She's not shared this with me.
I have not. okay, so because I asked what an SC vet was, I was like,
I didn't know either.
Service-connected vet. Duh.
Got it. Okay.
Gotta put that together.
Acronyms for everything, people.
Everything. And yes, he's a combat veteran. And so he had to get his card at a non-VA doctor who specialized in the certification for patients to gain the ability to get medical cannabis. So remember, mm-hmm. he was the guy that we were talking about that uses the medical marijuana.
We were completely ignorant to the subject. Yeah, couldn't no even idea. Talk about it, but and not that much.
So obviously he has to pay out of pocket as well. So that's not like a military thing. He said the VA just wouldn't help at all because of all the drug classifications.
Sure.
So he did it on his own, which obviously helps him. And that's, you know, you do you.
Mm-hmm.
If that's what helps, then that's what helps.
So I would say then my question, we need to reach out to him, because my question is, so if it's legal in your state, I guess as a veteran, because he is, and you do it on your own, mm-hmm. you're allowed to.
And
right? I'm asking. Yeah, I'm not saying
Siri,
that's true.
These are more questions for you. And then another thing also, and if they do, and then whenever they go take their, like, their yearly doctor's appointment, and then they have to, you know, do, like, the blood test and maybe they pee in a cup, like, do they get in trouble for that?
I don't know.
Me neither.
We need to reach out to Gary. Gary. He answered. Thank you, Gary, for answering a lot of those questions. But now
we have more questions. And also he said on his episode 2 of his podcast, episode 3 was released and his wife is on it. So we'll be able to hear.
What's the name of this podcast?
It is Not Your Normal Gary.
Okay. I want to listen to his wife.
Yeah. Not you, Gary. Sorry.
We want to listen to you too. But yes. I'm always interested in the spouse.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's what we...
I mean, yeah.
Obviously connect with. What else? I mean, just... Guys, seriously, just send us your questions. Otherwise, you're just going to listen to us ramble about our day. And nobody wants to hear that.
I know. But I will say, if your significant other is about to or is trying to get help through the VA, it can be a very frustrating process. Mm-hmm. The VA doesn't make it easy whatsoever for most of us. I don't know, Chantel had this rainbow cupcake experience.
I did in the beginning, but now it's getting weird.
We did not.
So I had talked to you about that we're trying to get Josh in at 100%. Mm-hmm. And so we're doing the whole lawyer thing now, which is a pain in the butt on its own. But we had the rudest paralegal. Oh. She refused to talk to me. She called me once. She's like, I'm returning your phone call from last week. And I was like, actually, it was 2 weeks ago. Like, she doesn't respond to emails, text messages, whatever. So I finally messaged the lawyer, and he was like, oh, my gosh, are you serious? And gave me a new paralegal. So hopefully this will take off, and hopefully we're going to continue with this roller coaster. So we'll see how this goes, too.
But I do encourage you to be supportive, because it doesn't always go smoothly the first time. Sometimes you get the runaround. Mm-hmm. I mean, just trying to get into the psychiatrists and the counselors is horrible.
Yeah. So next week, next Thursday, so please be praying for Josh. He goes to the VA all by himself.
Okay.
And I know this is something that Randy is used to.
Yes, but not Walmart.
But Josh doesn't and has never been to a doctor's appointment by himself.
Okay.
And so I will be out of commission. So he will have to go by, like, he'll have to drive up to Columbia by himself, which is an hour away.
And so he's going to have some anxiety about that.
He'll have some anxiety. He'll have to go do his blood work and then go find the doctor's office, because it's a new doctor on top of that. So he's seeing somebody new.
So my question to you is, that just immediately spars off, like, if that was mine, the day before, or maybe that morning or the night before, mm-hmm. he would be horrible acting. Yeah. Well, horrible. And it all stemmed from he just has anxiety over something that's happening.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess we will...
I can call it. Like, I would know that.
We will pause on this, and then we will see what happens next time. That'll be on the next podcast on how he handled his VA appointment by himself.
I'm like, I'm curious out there, ladies. Like, if you know something's coming up, and you're like, oh, crap, he hates this, he's not going to like doing this, or whatever it is, I can just, it's tense, and normally there's a blow up or something, and I'm like, this has nothing to do with anything, but the fact that you don't want to have to deal with whatever meeting or something that's coming up.
Yeah, so last Saturday, we woke up and we had a basketball game, and then from there, we went back home, and then I was going to, we went and picked up our daughter from a birthday party, we went back home. And then she had to get ready to go to another birthday party.
Oh, sheesh.
And then we were supposed to go to another birthday party with the littles. And then we sent Tyson to a birthday party that day. Like, they all had birthday parties same day.
Oh.
So
that's
instead
fun.
Of helping, Josh decided to shut down. So that was awesome. Ugh. And then we fought about it. He didn't go. I did all of it by myself.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, my niece lives here now. And so it's her sister, her dad, and a brother. And so, you know, she wanted a slumber party for her birthday. So instead, after the party, her slumber party came to my house.
Oh.
And so, I mean, he was fine with that, but it just sucked that, you know, he missed out on most of that day because I think it was just
out of routine.
Scheduling. Yeah, and scheduling too many things. Yes. And I was like, I don't even need you to do all the things.
You know better.
I know. But I don't even need them. I just needed them to do the one party with me, and that was it.
Yeah.
And I would have done everything else. So it was a big blowout, and it's just, like, so last minute. It just... Like, so I try, but I also tell him, because I won't tell him things in advance, mm-hmm. because he can't put all of that in his head at one time.
Yeah.
Like, he needs to be like, hey, just so you know, tomorrow night we're doing this. Like, I can't be like, hey, next Friday, we're going to do this, because it just stresses him out.
Oh.
So he needs like a day heads up. But this party, and that maybe that was my problem. Because this party, he had like a 2-week notice.
Yes, so you told him too much.
Too much. Sorry. Josh, I'll do better next time.
So that, I mean, it's just the little things. And I don't want, I mean, it sounds great because I'm like, oh, yeah, we haven't had a blow-up, or mm-hmm. we do once in a while. But I know realistically, and I think a lot of you out there do, it's not ever going to not happen. Like, those are, maybe they're few and far between right now. And next month we could have 10. I don't know. But I just know that's part of my life. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So don't be discouraged if you're going through it. If your combat veteran is willing to get help and seek help and really want it, it does get better. But I also want to advocate for, we are not telling you, stay married. If you know your situation, if you aren't safe or your kids aren't safe or whatever it is, then you take care of you and you take care of your littles. We just wanted to be the positive platform that's not out there saying, yes, leave them for everything. So yes, we like to see you stay there and tough it out, but you know your situation. So with those situations, please share them.
Give us your situations. You can email, you can Facebook message. I'll give you my phone number and you can text them.
Yes.
Just, I'm not going to do that. I'm just kidding. But yeah, just guys, reach out to us. We want to know your questions. We want to try to help you answer them, or we'll help find information, whatever we need to do though. So please just reach out to us and we will talk to you guys next time.
And remember, it's marriedtoptsd@yahoo.com.
Yep.
Bye, guys.